Our next story also happens to come from Beirut. That's because one of the groups involved in Syria's civil war is the Lebanon-based Hezbollah. Hezbollah fighters have sided with Syrian government forces, and Hezbollah's leaders say that by being in Syria, they're trying to keep the war from spilling into Lebanon. But recently, there's been a wave of car bomb attacks that have rocked Lebanon and killed dozens of people there. And the groups claiming they're behind the attacks say they're payback precisely for Hezbollah's involvement in Syria. Susanna George reports from the southern suburbs of Beirut.
In a traffic circle in the neighborhood of Bir Hassan, about a dozen artists have set up makeshift easels. Huge speakers blast music from the back of a truck, and a man hands out small plastic cups of thick coffee. This event was designed to honor people killed in the recent wave of car bomb attacks. It's organized by the municipality here, which is run by Hezbollah. This woman introduces herself as Khairiyya Muhammad Azzedine, mother of the martyr Abdullah Azzedine. People here often use the word martyr to describe Hezbollah fighters killed in battle against Israel and more recently in Syria. Posters and banners of them are plastered on storefronts and hang at intersections here. But Azzedine's son is different. He wasn't a Hezbollah fighter. He was killed in a car bombing at the Iranian Cultural Center just across the street. The target was apparently Hezbollah. Azzedine says her heart is still burning with grief. But she doesn't blame Hezbollah for her son's death. She says she's grateful to them for all the help they've given her family. This statement wouldn't be surprising if Azzedine were a Shia Muslim, the backbone of Hezbollah's support in Lebanon. But Azzedine is Sunni, and Sunnis are traditionally hostile to Hezbollah and its allies. Right now, those allies include Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. When Hezbollah first got involved in Syria's civil war, the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, spoke directly to his supporters. He said, "We're in Syria to protect you, Lebanese Shia populations along the border." But over time, Nasrallah broadened that message. Nicholas Blanford, the Beirut correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, says Nasrallah now warns of a terrorist threat to all of Lebanon, not just the Shia.
He can't speak just to the Shia in his speeches because the whole of Lebanon is being affected by what's happening in Syria. So he does emphasize very much the point that the Takfiris are a threat to everyone.
Takfiri meaning Sunni extremists like Al-Qaeda.
The Takfiri threat isn't just against us Shia, it's against you Christians as well, it's against you Druze, it's against you Sunnis, moderate Sunnis. So in other words, everyone has a vested interest in essentially supporting what Hezbollah is doing in Syria, which they say is fighting Takfiris.
There are still many Lebanese who say Hezbollah invited the violence from Syria. But Azzedine, whose son was killed, brushes away criticism of the group. She says at least they're doing something to try and contain the fighting in Syria. Ultimately, it's the government's responsibility to take care of the innocent, like her son, she says. The Lebanese army is taking steps to calm the violence. It's launched raids targeting gangs and militias with links to Syria, though the government has made clear that this does not include Hezbollah. In fact, the army and Hezbollah have worked together to coordinate some of the operations. But critics say that unless the government does more to confiscate weapons and make arrests, any quieting of the violence will be temporary at best. For the world, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.